Wendy, look
Dave.
Who's here.
Oh,
Patrick McDonald is here.
It is such a pleasure to see you. It's been a long time.
Yes,
I'm glad you come to the Showcase studio before we're about to vacate it.
Yes, this is my home base for my origins in radio. So,
Patrick McDonald, of course, film critic for HollywoodChicago.com. That's the website also, HollywoodChicago.com.
Yes.
And the film tours are up and running, right?
Yes, they are. We are running on Saturday. Please give us a call at Chicago. filmtour.com. You'll see the number there. I always forget it.
I always forget to call.
And I always say, I say the wrong number, the wrong area code.
No,
so
that's fine.
Cool.
So what's
that's
the
fine.
Website again?
ChicagoFilmTour.com.
Got it.
Just before you walked in, news came on the internet that they're making a sequel to Top Gun. Tom Cruise has decided it's time to go back and visit the character again on Top.
He has more need for speed.
Right. So now they say that Val Kilmer, who of late, every time you hear about him, it's a sad story.
Yeah, he's not doing well.
He's been sick. But that Val Kilmer has confirmed that he will once again be in another Top Gun movie.
Well, it's interesting because he was the one that first announced it.
Yeah.
And then he was in that Snowman movie last year, and they had to dub his voice in a strange way. Now, I don't know what the story was with that. There are rumors that he has throat cancer and can't speak, so they had to dub his voice, and... we'll see.
No one knows for sure, but he will be in Top Gun 2.
All right. Good to hear.
And they're also looking to do another Legally Blonde movie. Do you know this?
Why?
I did not know this.
Have they run out of ideas again?
You know, no one loves nostalgia more than I do, but there has been a reoccurring theme of, hey, we haven't seen these characters in 15 or 20 years. Let's bring them back and see what's happened. Sometimes that's good. Sometimes that's not good.
I don't know about the Legally Blonde thing. I mean, I didn't see Red, White, and Blonde. Did you see
that?
Was there
one
called
existed.
Red, White, and Blonde?
Yes, the second one was called
Reese
Red,
Witherspoon
White.
Was Reese Witherspoon in it?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
There was a sequel to the original.
I didn't know that.
So this will be the third. This will be the end of the trilogy.
Well, the other one they announced this week is Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
I can't wait for that.
Three. There will be another one of those.
Where are they going to scare up Alex Winter? I mean, where is he?
I don't know. I don't know.
Get him from
where
under
did
the
he
bridge.
Go? We never heard from him again.
Well,
after
he
that.
Did. He did the Lost Boys. He was one of the Lost Boys,
yeah.
And he was. He had a 2 or 3 year period where he was a hot commodity, but not of late. So we'll see how those work.
He went the route of the Corys.
Corey Feldman, Corey Haim.
There you go.
All right. Without giving the review, you ask an interesting question. There's another Ocean's 11 movie, but this one's all women.
This
it's Ocean's
looks good.
8.
This
Ocean's
really
8.
Good.
Now, see, this is an interesting parallel to how your filter is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sitting here as a 50-something man who has had white privilege all his life, quite frankly.
Mm-hmm.
And a critic put out on Facebook her problems with a younger woman who's a fellow critic, and those her arguments were legitimate. They framed Ocean's 8 at the gala at the Met, therefore everything's about, you know, how you look.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's looking glam, looking that sort of thing. They wouldn't do that for the Oceans, the male Oceans guys. And and interesting, the women of color who were on the team were given jobs like dishwasher and janitor.
Oh.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah. I mean, it's nothing that I noticed. It's just like part of the heist, you know. But her bringing it up was very interesting because it is, you know, a new era. And there are going to be new voices out there. And they're going to point these things out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's legitimate in the argument. Now, whether that affects Ocean's 8 or its box office, I don't think so. But, again, a legitimate argument.
In the movie, I've not seen it yet, but Cate Blanchett and Anne Hathaway and Sandra Bullock, they all play kind of socialite or higher-end types.
Yeah.
But then Mindy Kaling and Rihanna, their jobs are a little more menial.
Well, right? not menial, but they're the working people in it. You know, Mindy Kaling is a diamonds expert, and Rihanna is a computer hacker. So, I mean, they're doing the front people are the ones, you know, coming up with the plan.
Oh, yeah.
And interestingly enough, Sarah Paulson is in it, who I love.
I love her, man.
Love her. She infiltrates Vogue magazine. So she gets to be the glamorous one that infiltrates Vogue while Rihanna's emptying out the garbage cans.
That's not fair. All right. So does the movie or anyone connected with the movie, have they addressed this in any way, shape, or form? No.
This is the first I had really heard about it. You know, I'm looking at it, a frivolous movie that needs a jolt of electricity. A heist movie needs, like, action, you know, right. And there's really not much action in it.
Do they pay any mention at all to the other Ocean's 11? Is there any connection?
Yes.
There is some connection.
Well,
you don't have to say what it is, but
they
do make a connection, though.
They do.
Okay.
They do.
All right.
He's a film critic. He knows how to critique.
Yes.
You don't have to tell us what it is.
How does it end? What happens at the very end?
Spoiler alert at LitFest.
All right. We'll come back and we'll talk to Patrick McDonald more. Find out what movies are opening this week and whether you should see them or skip them. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. It's Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder. Our guest is Patrick McDonald, film critic for HollywoodChicago.com. Patrick, before we get into this week's releases, you wanted to talk about
Yesterday was
the 50th anniversary of the death of Robert Kennedy.
Right.
He was assassinated by Sirhan Sirhan, we believe, but there's a strange connection to Turner Classic Movies.
Host Ben Mankiewicz, who took over for Robert Osborne after he passed, is related to a long line of Hollywood people. Mm-hmm. His grandfather, Herman Mankiewicz, won the Oscar with Orson Welles for Citizen Kane. Mm-hmm. His granduncle, Joseph, also won four Oscars himself in consecutive years for A Letter to Three Women and All About Eve. But his father, interestingly enough, was Robert F. Kennedy's press secretary during his presidential run and made all the announcements having to do with his condition and made the announcement of his death. And Ben, in an interview, told me that he had never seen his father so vulnerable because his father has certain, you know, status in his family that was pretty well set. And when he actually saw that videotape, he knew he'd been up for 48 hours, and he knew that that was not the person. He was completely vulnerable to the circumstance.
Wow.
So an interesting footnote to history with the Mankiewicz family.
Yeah. Where can people hear the whole interview? That's available where?
HollywoodChicago.com. I put up the segment about the incident on as an audio file, so you can listen to it.
Very, very good. Mm-hmm. All right, we started talking about the movie Ocean's 8, which opens today. What did you think?
Lightweight.
Yeah.
Not as good as probably the first Ocean's 11. I hadn't seen the two sequels. But there is a connection, as we were talking about. Sandra Bullock plays Danny Ocean's sister, who suddenly has popped up, I guess. And she's helped by Cate Blanchett, Anne Hathaway, Rihanna, Helen Bonham Carter, and Sarah Paulson. It just needs 1,000 volts of electricity into that script. It just is plotting. It's not exciting. Needed to be more exciting.
And that's what you need.
Yes, in a heist movie. But I think the film of the weekend is Hereditary.
I don't know what Hereditary is. What is that?
I think you mentioned it before. You're the one that brought it up on an earlier show about it being one of the big horror films that were coming up.
Oh, this is the one with Toni Collette.
Yes.
Oh, I can't wait to see this.
It's amazing.
Looks fantastic.
It really is. 4.5 out of 5 for me.
Explain just a little bit about the storyline.
I don't even know what this is.
Wendy, very rarely in the middle of a day will I see a trailer for a movie and in the middle of the day go, oh, this is too scary. But even the trailer for this is frightening.
Yes.
Explain a little bit about what happens.
Now, Collette plays a wife and a mother whose mother has just died.
Yeah.
So it throws her family into a tailspin of spooky events involving seances and the occult, which is just, you know, because that people believe
that's believable.
That stuff. Right, exactly.
I'm sorry.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you put this reality in there, and everybody's family tree has a disease, if you will.
Right.
And it's both familiar and symbolic of all families. It's just amazing.
And Wendy, I'm not trying to scare you, but it takes place in the house you currently live in. Go ahead, Patrick.
you're a mean man, Bill.
I'm not trying to frighten
you. But I don't really like scary movies.
This one is hold on to your seat.
It's that
scary.
Good.
Yeah.
But they scare me.
It's psychological. And I don't know. I get so separated from, I guess, seeing a lot of movies again.
Yeah.
But this one really put the creep in
it.
You.
Did it. Oh,
it really
I love
did.
It. I can't wait to see
4.5 out of 5. Hotel Artemis. This is
Jodie Foster, right?
Yes. 3 out of 5 for this. It's the Love Boat of future world science fiction. That's right.
Wait, say that again.
It's
that's
the
a lot.
Love Boat of future world science fiction.
Wow.
Because it. Yeah, it looked like the Love Boat to me. It had Jodie Foster, Dave Bautista from Guardians of the Galaxy, the big guy, Charlie Day, Jenny Slate, Jeff Goldblum, Sterling K. Brown. You can almost see them in the little
right in the circle.
In the circle.
Oh wow! All right, so
but it's you know, it's that dystopian stuff that's done by Maze Runner, that's done by The Hunger Games, all that stuff. LA's running out of water, so there's riots in the street there, and supposedly Jodie Foster runs this hotel that's private for emergencies only, like only the criminals and the richest people in the world know about it. So it's very much about the disparity between incomes. So
I don't know if you've seen, but Jodie Foster has been making the rounds on all the talk shows to talk about this movie. And she goes through great. Well, it's funny to watch her talk about it, because she says she's now at the stage in her career where she's now playing much older women. Is it that noticeable that her character?
Yes, very much. It's shockingly noticeable, being someone that has grown up with Jodie Foster. You're suddenly, oh my God, what do I look like now?
No, right.
Jodie.
But she's one of those actresses that's always good.
Yes, she was fantastic.
Actor, right?
She established a really interesting character.
That's how good she is.
It just I didn't feel like it. Again, there was nothing new in this.
Oh, that's disappointing.
I mean, but it's definitely worth seeing for Foster.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
All right.
I'll say that. And quickly, American Animals, 4 out of 5. This is a true story, given the stylish treatment by Bart Layton, who is actually a documentary maker. So what he does is he mixes factual documentary with a kind of a play out of the story, meaning that the actual people are talking, and then they cut to the actors who act out their story.
Oh, that's cool.
It's very cool.
What's the
premise
story about?
Is it's for like college level kids who see a rare book in a library that they're associated with the college. It's an Audubon book. It's like one of the rarest, the bird plates that he did, the paintings and everything.
Yeah.
This was a first edition. It's like priceless. So they decided to steal it.
Oh.
So,
and
you know, because
story.
It's a true story, and it's about how people trust each other in small towns. There's not as big a security thing.
Yeah.
So the heist is actually, planning it is very interesting. The carrying out of it is what goes awry.
And you like the movie. The movie's good.
Four
it's American
out of five.
Animals.
And finally, Fred Rogers gets his due, and Won't You Be My Neighbor. Can you say that?
I think
that?
Are we having the producer on, Jasmine? Is that still a go? Yeah, we're still working on it.
Awesome. Great.
Right.
Great.
But you do find out things, like you think you know Fred Rogers, and then as the movie goes on, you find out more and more about him, right?
I'm going to say the opposite. I think your impression of Fred Rogers is exactly how he was in real life. This guy was not a phony.
But he did extracurriculars. He did some things, you know, standing up in the Senate meetings. I mean, we know of these, but don't we find out more things we didn't know?
That's one of the highlights of the film, when he steps up for PBS at the Senate committee meeting, and it's just naturally him, and convinces a guy who is going to cut PBS that... Well, that was, you know, I don't want to give it away.
And he had never heard of Fred Rogers before.
Not really, because it just started, really, by the time he was up in Congress.
It
started in 68, 50 years ago, another thing in 1968.
I know that in the movie, they go out of their way to explain how he was such an advocate of race relations, that things were so tense in the country at that point, and he really went out of his way to include African-Americans in the show.
I wouldn't call him, you know, arm-in-arm with Martin Luther King. I just think it was a natural reflection of who he happened to hire. I mean, they made a big deal about the mailman character.
Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery.
Mr. McFeely?
Then it was somebody else. Maybe it was the cop on the show.
Oh.
He was an African-American.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they make a big deal about him putting his feet into the pool with Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
Now, it was so gentle that I can't imagine that causing controversy, but who knows?
Yeah.
It was a different time.
Right. Right.
And Daniel Tiger featured prominently.
Is he in that, or is Daniel Tiger in there? We're big fans.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes, yes.
Patrick, Obvious great to see
fans.
You.
Great to see you.
Go to HollywoodChicago.com, find out everything that Patrick just told you, and then
that's
some.
Right.
Have a great weekend.
And I cruised Indiana once, but
you did.
It was a different thing.
Oh, that's all right. That's fine. All right, a quick break, and
thanks,
then we
Patrick.
Have to close things off. It's a quick show today. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.